First of all, I just want to say I'm alive, and you're all witnesses. אנחנו פועלים עכשיו לא רק כדי להשמיד את הטילים הבליסטי ואת תוכניות הגרעין שנשארו, מעט נשאר, אלא גם להשמיד את התעשיות שמאפשרות לייצר את התוכניות הללו. וכבר עכשיו, לאחר 20 יום, אני יכול לבשר לכם, לאיראן אין היום אפשרות להשאיר אורניום, ואין לה אפשרות לייצר טילים בליסטיים. אנחנו ממשיכים בריסוק היכולות הללו. אנחנו נרסק אותם עד דק, עד אפר. מוקדם מדי להגיד אם העם האיראני ינצל את התנאים שאנחנו יוצרים עבורו כדי לצאת לרחובות. אני מקווה שכך יהיה, אנחנו פועלים שכך יהיה, אבל בסופו של דבר זה יהיה תלוי רק בהם. I think the question is, will the conditions be created for such a change? I think it's too early to say, and I think in the final account, as I said, it's up to the Iranian people to show that, to choose the moment and to rise to the moment. We can create the conditions, but they have to, you know, they have to explode those conditions at a certain point. It is often said that you can't win, you can't do revolutions from the air. That is true. You can't do it only from the air. You can do a lot of things from the air, and we're doing, but there has to be a ground component as well. There are many possibilities for this ground component, and I take the liberty of not sharing with you all those possibilities. I think that what has to be done is to have alternative routes. Instead of going through the choke points of the Hormuz Straits and the Bab el-Mandeb Straits in order to have the flow of oil, just have oil pipelines, gas pipelines, going west through the Arabian Peninsula, right up to Israel, right up to our Mediterranean ports, and you've just done away with the choke points for forever. That is definitely possible. So I see that as a real change that will follow this this war. But I also see this war ending a lot faster than people think. Well, I'll say two things. Fact number one, Israel acted alone against the Slawia gas compound. Fact number two, President Trump asked us to hold off on future attacks, and we're holding out. And I want to close these opening remarks with one other fake news, and that is that Israel somehow dragged the U.S. into a conflict with Iran. Does anyone really think that someone can tell President Trump what to do? Come on.